What's going on, everybody?
Hello.
Oh, your mic's not on. Oh, welcome back to... Your mic's on, man.
Hello.
You're, how's it going? We're back for the first episode of November. I can't believe we're already here in the November month. But yeah, Halloween was yesterday, so I hope everybody had a fun and safe Halloween night.
Mm-hmm. It's still, since Halloween falls on a Friday, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so I don't know if people are doing stuff today.
People definitely are.
Well, I won't be a part of it, so they can have a lot of fun, and I'll get to watch them walk down into a lobby, so.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, it's a bit of a gloomy day, morning, bit rainy. Coming down, despite from yesterday, which is actually it was probably the best day of the week. But now we got some rain and clouds, if you were interested in the weather. But yeah, Halloween, it was a good time. What was why are you yawning?
Because it's still the morning.
It's 11:06. Okay, but why don't you tell me what you did last night?
I did a costume with my roommate, Gianna. We were thing one and thing two. And we got a lot of compliments on it. We had, like, random people being like, yo, can I get a picture with the things? And we were just like, yeah. So they would just go in the middle. But
where'd you guys go?
We chilled in this girl's room on our floor for a while. And then we just went to, we were going to go to, like, one of the frats, but... Gianna's brother told us to, like, pull up to this house that we had already gone to before, so that's just where we went. There was, like, eight of us, and we went and just chilled there. And
is there a lot of people there?
Yeah. It was mainly, like, juniors, but, like, we knew some of them from before, and then we obviously knew Gianna's brother and some of the guys there, so it was fun.
Do you have any plans for tonight? Or no?
Well, we might just go to somewhere else that Gianna's brother has a connection to. I don't really know. But after this, like in the afternoon, we're going to my friend's sister's house that lives around here. And we're just going to hang out there for like the day. Because she like has the house.
Where's it at?
It's in Milwaukee. It's like 15 minutes, but she has the car.
North,
so.
South, east, west.
I don't know where it is, but she has the car. So
that's good. That's good.
So it should be fun. I don't know. What do you have today?
Me? I got this game to watch at 12:30. Important game. And then I got to call Grandpa. Shout out Grandpa because we got to talk about his medications. I got to do a little interview about the medicine he's taking. So it'd be good to get that information from him. And then, I don't know, probably go work out. Have a good, make some dinner probably. Maybe get some work done, and then I have to DR from 9 to midnight at a campus town.
Oh, you're gonna see people coming in being like.
Well, I saw some people last night, and it was.
You DR'd last night?
Yeah, but it was 7 to 9. Oh. But I mean, I saw some people, but I feel like today I'll see a lot more people.
Oh, I saw people that I've never seen walking to class yesterday because I had my advisor meeting yesterday till one, like it was from 1 to 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm walking back and I see Trey and Jackson, who I've never seen like outside of like when I'm with you. And then I saw Ben. And then did I tell you I saw Dia at the house I was at yesterday?
Yeah, no
night?
We saw her when we were coming back to our apartment. She said that she saw you guys.
No, it was funny because there was the house was like it's small, so like there were so many people, so you had to like squish through, and Gianna and I are like holding hands trying to squish through, and I just hear, oh my god, it's Zach's sister, and I turn around, it's Dia and her boyfriend. I'm like, oh my god, no way. Yeah. And I had already seen them earlier in the night.
Yeah.
Like walking down the street.
Nice. That's fun.
But yeah, that was funny.
That's fun.
It was fun.
I see, the thing is if people are going to Murphy's again, I would join, but Teddy's also staying over at our apartment.
What?
Again.
What now?
I think they're I don't know what their plan is, but it's either they're going to Madison today or they're going tomorrow or they're coming back from Madison today and they're staying in Milwaukee. And then he said, could I stay over with Diego? And I said yes.
Did he ask you yesterday?
Yeah.
I thought you told him not to ask you the day before.
Well, it's fine because I was just like, yeah, you could stay over, but I'm not going to get home until like 12:15 because I have to work. And he's like, oh, that's fine. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But if the opportunity comes and people at Murph's, I'll probably go back to Murph's for a little bit because it was fun last night where we went to, well, I got off of work and there was, we had a party at our place that my roommate threw for his club, and it was funny walking in there with like my backpack and everything because everybody's like, yo, where's your costume at? Well, and I was like, I live here, so let me just go into my room real quick. And then I'm like putting my stuff down, like plugging in my chargers and everything, and then some dude walks in. He's like, dude, you do play the bass? And I was like, yeah.
Who was it?
I don't know, some freshman. And he's like, dude, you mind if I like try it out a little bit? And then he started playing it for like 15 minutes while I was just standing there. I was like, all right, man, it's time to get out of here.
That's funny.
But there was a lot of people in our place. I only knew a couple of people, but it was cool to hang out there. And then I went a floor below us where some of our other friends were having a little gathering. And, you know, their apartment's really cool because they have a pool table and it's like, it's a little bit different layout than ours because you know how ours has like that long hallway?
Yeah.
Theirs, you walk in and you get the kitchen, a living space, and then it like bifurcates into two sides.
Oh, okay.
So it looks kind of cool. So I was hanging out there the majority of the time. We were just having some drinks, having a good time. And then on 20th Street, there was like a live band playing. So we were going to go check them out, and by the time we pulled up, there's police there, and apparently they like shut down the music.
Oh,
but they didn't kick everybody out because it was like a big alleyway, so there was just so many people there.
Yeah,
saw a lot of people I knew, and then at the point it was getting cold, and I was like, what are we doing, just standing here? So everybody was like, all right, let's go to Murphy's. So we went to Murphy's. It wasn't that crowded when we got there on like 10. And then as, like, time went on, it gradually started getting more packed.
Yeah.
And packed, and then all of a sudden it was bumping. But it was really fun to go there. I saw a lot of people I know, and I didn't really buy anything, wait, to be honest.
What were you dressed at?
The GOAT. CB.
CB?
Chuck.
Charles Barkley?
No, Charlie Brown.
Oh, I was like, what? Wait, you have a Charlie Brown shirt?
No, but I bought a yellow polo and I drew a Sharpie on it.
Oh, that's
funny. Everybody was just like, dude, that's looking pretty good. Like, they're like, dang, you're such an artist. Like, and I was like, I just drew squealy lines. Like, it's not, and I filled it in. Like, it's not, it looks so real. It's like, okay, good. I mean, I'm glad. And then, yeah, I just threw a hoodie underneath it because it was cold outside.
That's funny.
So it was Hood Charlie.
No, it was nice because Gianna and I were wearing red sweaters and, like, black sweatpants. So, like, we were warm while everybody else was cold.
Yeah, that's why I saw. I see some people, especially the girls that are dressing.
Yeah, I know. One of our friends was, like, freezing. I'm like, why didn't you bring a jacket? We literally told you to bring a jacket.
First of all, the stuff is very revealing, by the way.
Oh, yes. Believe me, I know.
And second of all, it's 30 degrees outside, so what are you doing?
Yeah, I feel like that's why people like Gianna, mine and Gianna's, just because it was funny. Because, like, you would just see our heads in the hall with, like, we had, like, these, like, bright blue wigs that, like, stuck out.
That's what you have to do. It's just goofy.
I know, and then people were like, oh my god, it's the things. And we were like, hi.
Yeah, Trey was a little German man. I don't know.
What? That's okay.
I don't know what that. It was just. I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. And then Lauren was Alan from The Hangover.
Mm, yeah.
The dude with the baby.
Yeah.
So it was fun. I told him to pull up to Murph's because his girlfriend was there. And he was like, I was like, you should tell him to come. And she was like, nah, he'll listen to you more than he'll listen to me. And
what?
I was like, all right, bet. And then I was like, are you sure? Like, I feel like he'll listen to you. And then he was like, no, trust me, just text him. So I texted him. I was like, slide to birth. And you just bet.
That's funny.
So, yeah, we were good. It was good. Hung out with Michael a little bit.
Oh, yeah. How was the house party?
Went to Michael's Healy's party on Thursday, which is fun. It was at his place, and he was DJing. It was pretty, like, I got there right at 8:30-ish, and there was nobody there. Just besides all of his roommates, who I love those guys. They're awesome. And then all of a sudden, just, like, with the snap of the fingers, there were just so many people there. And there was a lot of seniors, so it was pretty cool. And then all of a sudden, it's just, like, a lot of people I didn't know started pulling up. And I was like, what? And then apparently it was just a bunch of, like, sophomores.
Oh, damn.
I was like, who are these? Who are these people? So me and a buddy of mine were just, like, standing on the staircase. And people were like, can we go upstairs? And we were just like, no. We're just like, no. You're not going upstairs.
Yeah.
They're like, do you guys live here? And we're just like, no, but you just can't go upstairs.
Yeah, for real.
And then at some point I was behind the DJ's table with Michael, and we were, you know, remixing some tunes together.
It was fun.
And then I started leaving, and I just see the basketball team start walking in.
So goofy.
So it was fun. But definitely a story to tell.
Yeah, for sure.
With all a bunch of sophomores coming in that didn't know. But I did see William, who's been on the show. I saw Mac, who's been on the show. I saw a couple other guys who haven't been on the show, but I know them. So it was a good time.
That's fun.
It was a good time. So, I mean, I'm glad I got two days out of, like, the year for Halloween, just because the last, like, year I didn't do anything because of I had scheduled work, and then the previous year I had, like, only one day.
Yeah.
And then this year I still get scheduled for some reason. But it's fine because we get to do homework, which is just fun, you know.
You can get ahead.
For 3 hours.
I was bummed you couldn't pull up to our makeshift haunted house.
Yeah, I know. You texted me that, and that was, like, right after Healy called me. He was like, pull up at 8. I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to have time.
It's just, we had a lot of people go through, like, random people would come up.
I saw the video of somebody just, like, screaming.
Random people would come up the elevator and be like, yo, I heard there's a haunted house over here. I was like, yeah, it's over here. Because I was, like, I was dressed in my Vector costume, and I was, like, not, like, the bouncer, but I was the one, like, letting people in. Because at one point, there was, like, a huge line of people, and I was like, all right, we're doing twos, and I had to, like, wait.
Was it was it big? I mean, your lounge is not that big.
It's like two, like, rooms, and, like, it's actually insane. We just hung, like, tablecloths from the ceiling and, like, moved the furniture to make, like, a path. And then we blocked all the windows and turned the lights off. Oh, you just broke your shoe.
Yeah.
We turned all the lights, so it was just, like, pitch black in there, but you could still follow the path. And that was, like, the key, because, like, you couldn't see anything, and then you just walk through, and then somebody just pops out at you. And that's why it was good. We had, like, 5-6 people in there, like, scaring, and it was funny. And there's so many videos of people screaming.
How was the one across the...
Oh, Carpenter?
Yeah, the Carpenter one. Was yours better, obviously?
Yes. I'm not even trying to be biased, but... I got inspiration because we were planning to do that. It was not good because you could, like, see the entire time, and, like, it was just people in random rooms, like, banging on the walls, and I was like, where's the jump scare parts?
Oh, there wasn't jump scare.
Yeah, and, like, it was such a random group, like, that I went through with, and, like, I don't even, like...
You are, right?
Yeah, she was, like, in the front, like, recording the whole time. I was like, why are you recording this? It's not even good.
Didn't even see.
Yeah, I know, and then... And then I talked to the girl that, like, my friend Jesse and I were the ones that kind of constructed, like, the haunted house. We, like, went and got tablecloths, and we, like, mapped it out. And I told her, I was like, we just need to make it pitch black in here so where people can't see, and then just have jump scares. Because I also got inspiration because when I went to the St. Pascal's one over fall break with my friend,
yeah,
that one was so good this year because... there were so many rooms where you just couldn't see anything, and then people, and then like out of nowhere, I would be turned the corner, and somebody would just be there.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, how that's how it normally is.
No, but sometimes like it's not good. But ours was pretty good for being made in a lounge at a dorm room. It was pretty good.
Yeah,
and like
it's creative.
The RA on the other side helped us out one of the nights.
Oh, really?
Yes. So shout out Samantha. She was one of the scare people.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then we made Paloma go through it twice, and she thought it was really good and really creative. Shout out to those two for letting us keep it in there all night.
Is it still up?
No, we had to take it down because it looked cruel. It was funny because when we left it there and I woke up in the morning to go to class, I cut through there because I wanted to see what it looked like during the day. It looked so creepy because there was just like a bunch of stuff hanging from the ceiling. It was all dark in there.
Yeah.
I'm not going in here.
That's crazy.
But yeah, it was really.
Feel like I would never like get away with that with my freshman year RA. Like, I feel like they were stingy on us. Like, they didn't like when we like all hung out in one room, which was annoying.
It
was just like, what are you supposed to do?
There's always so many people on our floor. Like, last night there were so many people in that room that we were in before we went like outside. It's how it normally be. But no, we had a lot of RAs come through the haunted house because like one of our RAs texted like the RA group chat like, hey, they made a haunted house on the 7th floor, so like the groups of the RAs would like,
they would pull up.
The funniest moment of the haunted house was when like I sent a girl, like there's these two girls through because I was like letting people in, and then like 20 seconds later, Gianna like opens the door. She goes, bro, Mia, this girl just dropped her apples all over the haunted house because the girl walked in with like a bag full of like apples.
What?
And then she got scared and they dropped all over the floor. So then I opened the door and I just see her sitting on the floor picking up the apples. I was like,
why would someone bring apples into a haunted house?
I don't know, but it was funny. Gianna goes, bro, man, this girl just dropped her apples everywhere.
You're in a dorm, so let's go into your room and drop off the apples before you go to the haunted house. Who goes to a haunted house bringing a sack of apples?
I don't know, but it was funny.
That's weird.
And then another funny moment was one of the RAs that went through, not RAs, a different one, she went through and she didn't, like, know, like, where the path was, even though it was pretty obvious. So instead of going around the couch, she, like, climbed on top of the couch and, like, over it. So I opened the door to see if she was done going through, and I just see her, like, on all fours, like, on top of the couch. And I was like, guys, what are we doing here? You're supposed to tell her to go around. And they were like, bro, she just started climbing over the couch. And I was like,
was it like you enter? I'm trying to think of what it looks
you
like.
You enter through, like, so you know where my dorm is?
Because I know
the door to the left. Okay,
because then you exit out where, like, the elevator is,
yes,
right?
That's where you exit out. Because it's, like, two, like, rooms that are connected. So we, like, made it where you enter through that door, and it's, like, a zigzag here, and you go out. It was mapped out, but it was fun.
That's good.
It freaked people out because we had our friend Grace, who we called Double G, on the floor, like, below this, like, tablecloth, like, grabbing at people's feet, and, like, that scared people. Because, in order to test, like, the first time we did it, I was like, alright, I'll just walk through, because I'm, like, I'll just go through. And then, I mean, I wasn't, like, scared, because I knew where all the scare spots were, but when Double G grabbed at my feet, that scared me. I was like, alright, you gotta do that, because that scared me.
Yeah, that would be.
But
be
there was, it was so, like, the hall director, she, like, heard about it, and she was like, yeah, I heard screaming, and we tried getting her to go through, but she was like, nah, I don't like scary stuff, but, like, she was all for the idea. It was cool.
That's good. That's good that you did it in, like, a safe, or not, you did it in, like, a good way, like, not getting in trouble.
Oh, no.
I know there's some people.
Everyone thought it was so funny.
Some people would do some heinous things if did that.
Oh, it was funny, because I wanted to switch for, like, two times to, like, be one of the scared people, so my friend switched with me, mm-hmm. and I I got these two random people because I was like, all right, I'm just going to not pop out. I was behind a chair. I was like, I'm going to not pop out. So when they turn, I'm just going to be behind them and then, like, go like that. And I, this one guy, like, jumped up in the air. That was, it was funny. But yeah, no, definitely, that's something I will remember, is making a haunted house in my freshman year lounge.
Yeah, that's crazy. You guys got a lot of time on your hands.
No, it was, we did it at night when we didn't we did our work already.
Was it at night or was it during the day when you did it?
We set it up Wednesday night.
And you did it Thursday.
And then we like did it Thursday night.
Oh, I see.
We did it Thursday night from like 8 to 9, 9:30. And, like, after 9:30, we still had, like, people coming up being like, oh, dang it, you guys closed it down. We were like, yeah, because also it was really hot in there. So
I bet, because, so I mean, it's a hot
apartment. I felt bad for some of the people that were, like, scared, and they were like, all right, we have to take a break. I'm so hot behind this couch, and
well,
I was like.
Well, Dad, and your place doesn't have AC or anything.
Yeah, it does not have AC.
So you just, and your floor is already hot as it is with, like, people waiting up there.
Yeah, exactly.
It would have been really hot. So, but that's cool.
Yeah, it was very, very funny.
I also noticed we're both wearing Fenwick soccer stuff. Shout out to the boys. They're onto the super sectionals.
Oh yeah, that's
this
crazy.
Is the furthest they've been in, I don't even know how long.
Yeah, without like a coach, don't they?
Well,
like,
they
have.
Well,
like, they have
coach,
a coach,
but apparently he's really good. But they play De La Salle at LT.
Dang,
that's their
crazy.
Next game, because they beat St. Pat's yesterday 2-1.
Yeah, I did see
at De La Salle, which why I don't know why they would play at De La Salle.
And why are they playing De La Salle at LT?
Yeah, I don't understand why they would play at De La Salle's field. No offense, but it's like half a baseball field, a football field, and a soccer field.
Yeah,
all one.
I've played
confusing.
At De La Salle.
It's confusing with all the lines and stuff. Well, that's good. Good for them. That's good. I was happy to hear that they. I know I saw that they were a sectional championship. I mean, we my senior year, we went to the sectional championship. We lost to Notre Dame.
I was at that game. I remember
on the last minute winner.
That one kid hit like a banger free kick goal. I forget his name.
Oh, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan.
Yeah. No, that was awesome. But they scored a goal in the last second because it. It was so rainy that day, so the turf was all wet, and he put, like, a weird side spin on it and just, like, curled around Greg. But that was similar to the goal that we gave up on Tuesday.
Yeah, that was weird. I, like, looked away for a second, then I just saw it in the goal, and I was like, what?
Yeah, you expected him to save it, right?
Well, no, because it wasn't, like, kicked very hard, but it just, like, slipped through his hands. Yeah,
because it hit off my knee.
Oh, okay. I didn't really see what happened.
It hit off my left knee. It put this really weird side spin on the ball. So it was going towards Adrian, and it just, like, I think the side spin just, like, he had it, and then it just, like, the rotation of the ball just, like, pushed it through his body.
Yeah, that's
right. It sucked. But we did score two goals if we wanted to come back, and now we play.
Yeah, that one kid hit a banger goal from, like, half field.
Yeah, Robin. Yeah, that was a beast. That was me shot. That's Dylan's former roommate.
Oh, damn, Dylan. Dylan's got to come up and play.
I want him to play next week because we're playing a good team. So we're gonna have to start our A team for a little bit, see if we can get a good lead. Because that team that we're playing is good because I know a lot of players on that team.
Which one? The kids with the white shirts?
The kids with the white shirts with, like, the drawings
on
them. Yeah. Which is good because then we can wear, like, a different color. And we don't need to wear pennies again.
Yeah.
If they're all wearing white. So it's been fun. Hopefully it's a good weather.
Yeah, hopefully not like the first game where it was like cold and rainy.
Yeah, let me actually check right now. It's gonna be 56. Let's go.
That's not bad.
Or more like in the 40s because it's gonna be a night. But yeah, I'm just trying to enjoy this little lull where we don't really have any exams. We had an exam on Tuesday. Got that grade back yesterday. And now we don't have another exam till like the 17th.
That's
so we
nice.
Got like a 2.5 weeks. But obviously, we're going to have to start preparing next week. because we got a lot of stuff going on before Thanksgiving, which is, I don't, see, it's weird because it's like, it's November 1st, it's like Halloween weekend and stuff, but like, I don't know, Thanksgiving, man, it's something about Thanksgiving.
I love Thanksgiving. Not even just for the food, like, well, yes, the food, but like, it's just like a nice chill holiday to like see people.
I hope we get to see people.
I hope so too. I hope we get to see like more of our extended family. Yeah. But it's always fun to just kind of, I don't know. I know some people probably don't think about this, but I do think about like what I'm like grateful for and stuff. And it's just like a good day to just be with like, even if we don't see everybody, just be with like grandpa and like Lala, and especially now. Shout out, mom doesn't have to do any like really cooking.
Oh
this
yeah,
year.
we got the Thanksgiving Day catering brought to you by Teddy Hernandez.
Yeah, shout out Teddy for winning that, and shout out mom.
Shout out Teddy
mom,
for staying at my apartment again.
shout out mom because she normally makes everything, but now she could take a year off.
And then now we can just enjoy it. And
she keeps telling me, she's like, oh, it's gonna be so nice because I like sub late and stuff, and
yeah,
now I don't have to like make stuff ahead.
Yeah, which is good because Thanksgiving food is good.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
See, I don't know. I gotta put more thought into this, but I don't know. I keep checking this, but we're definitely gonna have a little Thanksgiving episode on the 22nd. That's for sure. So I got to plan that out because that's the weekend before we go on the Thanksgiving break. But yeah, I mean, right now the best Thanksgiving food to me is the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, you can't really go wrong. They're always so good.
Everything's usually pretty good except for like the cranberry sauce.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I just can't get on top of
or
that.
Or green bean casserole.
You don't like green? It's okay.
I would say if it was made, I would eat it and I would enjoy it. But in terms of favorite, not my favorite.
Yeah.
Not saying I don't like to eat it. I'm saying it's not my favorite.
One of my favorite things that we normally have is the box stuffing that mom makes. I don't know why that one is so good. You know which one I'm talking about?
No, I actually don't. No, I do actually.
The stuffing that mom
makes,
is just so good. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you know? Like, it's not pre-made, but it's like, sort of already made. It's like you kind of just have to mix the things together and you cook it. That stuff's always underrated.
Yeah,
obviously,
I love stuffing.
Obviously, it's awesome because you want to make your own food and everything should be, if everything's from scratch, it like tastes better and stuff. But
yeah.
If you just get like stuff that comes in a box, it's like making your own pancake mix and then like getting it from a box.
Yeah,
you know,
they're both like
it's
good.
Like the
they're
best
just different.
It's like the best of both worlds. You know, you save a little bit of time instead of making like a full thing. You just gotta take the mix with water and an egg, and then you do the job, and it's still good.
Yeah, it's still very good. What are your thoughts on? Because I've been talking about this with friends recently. I love pumpkin pie. It's like one of my favorite desserts. Do you like pumpkin pie?
I mean, obviously.
I a lot of my friends, especially
pumpkin
like,
pie is better than apple.
Especially
pie.
My high school friends, they hate pumpkin pie, and I don't understand. It's so.
It's
good.
It's better than apple pie. I will say that. I will stand on that little hill, and I'll defend it. Apple pie is overrated.
It is kind of overrated.
You know, cherry pie is better than apple pie.
Yeah, cherry
pie. You
know,
key lime pie is better than apple pie.
Well, key lime pie
coconut
be the
pie is better than apple pie. Pecan pie is better than apple
pie. Yeah, pecan
pie
is good.
Do
you want to know what's really good? Pumpkin pie ice cream. It's really good. Have you ever had it?
Nah, it doesn't really sound that good.
It's good. It's literally just tastes like pumpkin pie. You literally just said you like pumpkin pie. That doesn't make any sense.
I do, but why would you mix ice cream with it?
Because like you can mix ice cream with anything.
You can, but that doesn't make it better.
But it is. It's good.
It doesn't make
it's
it
good,
better.
Trust
that,
me.
That means you're just kind of... You're messing with something that doesn't need to be messed with. That's what
it
is.
Well, it's good.
I mean, I bet it's good, but it's just like you don't mess. The only thing that you add to pumpkin pie is whipped cream.
I guess.
Because if you add ice cream to it, it's like.
No, but like it's a flavor at
it
this
is,
one
but
place.
You're mixing. Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Andy's, the one that they
Andy's
built by our house.
Andy's has a pumpkin ice cream.
They have like pumpkin pie like mixer, and it's really good. And all my friends think I'm weird because they don't like pumpkin pie. I'm like, all right.
Okay,
guys.
Maybe I have to agree with them that that doesn't sound good. All right,
well,
a mixer.
No, like it's like how they have like concrete mixers.
Yeah, but pumpkin pie, nah, that's not.
Okay,
it's good.
Guys. Trust me, highly recommend. Go to Andy's and
that's
get the pumpkin pie flavored ice cream. I don't understand the hate.
I'm not hating. I'm just saying it's a no-no. That just doesn't smell good.
Do you like
good.
Pistachio ice cream?
I can't say that I've had pistachio ice cream.
It's okay. It doesn't taste like what you think it would taste like.
What about mint?
I love mint ice cream.
I know a lot of people don't like it, but I don't mind it.
I love mint-flavored things. Mom hates mint.
I'm not the biggest fan of it, but mint ice cream is good. I like minty,
What?
I like minty gum and minty.
Wow, minty gum. Well, what other toothpaste and gum are you gonna get?
The bubble gum.
Okay, most people when they go to the store to get gum, they come back with minty gum.
Yeah, but there's different types of minty gum because you got like the fresh one, and then you have the whitening, where the whitening doesn't really have it. Have a taste like mint. It more tastes like glue.
I don't think it tastes like glue.
The whitening toothpaste, it tastes like glue.
Oh, toothpaste. I mean, I've never really used that one. Probably won't now that you say it tastes like glue.
It just, like you say, you put like, it says like minty whitening, you know. It doesn't even taste like mint. It tastes like glue.
Ew. I'm not going to use
or
that.
Or there's one that's like purple, so it makes your teeth all purple.
When have you gotten these things?
I've seen it before. And I've used it at other people's places.
Ooh, that's.
But it's like, it makes your teeth purple, but it's like a whitening toothpaste.
Oh, yeah, I think I actually have seen that.
You know?
Mm-hmm, I have seen that.
And what about a minty pie?
That's a thing. I've never seen minty pies.
Well, I don't know. If we were on the topic of pie and minty things.
I mean, I'm sure that would be good.
Mint pie.
I mean, if it's like sweet, yeah, you can't really go wrong. That was just really random. You were talking about toothpaste and you just go, how about a minty pie?
Oh, it is a thing. Mint chocolate chip pie.
That sounds good. Again, I like mint. Oh, That does look really good. It's just like mint ice cream in
Beyond
like pie shape.
I mean, it looks all right. Mint Oreo pie.
That sounds good too. I mean, those are.
But like the only thing is like, I can't get over the color.
It's just green.
But it looks like toothpaste.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste like it.
I know, but there's a whole. There's a whole thing between, like, what you're seeing, like, your senses combining when you're seeing something and it doesn't look appetizing. You know, it could taste good, but, like, you can't get over that little hump because, or that little barrier, because it doesn't look appetizing.
There's some stuff that doesn't look appetizing, but
it's like,
so good.
It's like if you put, like, a barrier in between your nose and your mouth, and you put, let's say, like, garlic on top by your nose. So all you're doing is smelling garlic. And then you take a bite of, let's say,
an apple.
A brownie.
Oh.
And you're going to get the senses from both. You're going to smell the garlic but taste the brownie. And that's going to completely alter how, like, the food is. So you're going to taste, like, a very garlicky brownie.
You've done that before?
No, but
oh.
I've seen videos of this.
Oh. I mean, yeah, I guess I can see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like when you're eating pie, you're not smelling it. You're just eating
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you get a minty pie, mint is very strong in the scent.
Yeah, but you said that you can't get past the color.
Yeah, which is also another facet of it, because...
Yeah, but once it's in your mouth, you can't see the color anymore.
What did you just say?
Once it's in your mouth and you eat it, you can't see the color anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, before you eat it, you get like... You're just like, oh, that doesn't look very appetizing. Like, imagine someone who is from Whiteville, whiteness.
What?
And he comes over to our house... And we're having tacos, and he looks into the pot of frijoles. Do you think they're going to be like, that looks good?
Well, obviously not, but that's a horrible example.
What are you talking about? That is a great example.
No, it's not. Zach, we're just talking about a minty pie, not about beans. It's two different things.
I know, but I'm...
I know what you're trying to say. Here, for example, like it's like British people looking at biscuits and gravy, like that looks disgusting to them. I've seen videos, like I know what you mean, but then when you eat it, it tastes really good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's if a white man enters our home and he looks at frijoles, he's gonna be like, you know, that looks like something else. And it doesn't look appetizing, but puts it in the taco, it's good.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
Gonna be okay. So or it is going to be okay, actually, for him. But yeah, that's my example.
Yeah, I get that. I hope mom and dad are eating good Mexican food in Mexico right now.
Oh, they are.
Mom keeps saying, I'll send you a picture of my food, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, they sent me a picture of their breakfast, and it looked pretty appetizing.
I got really confused yesterday when mom called me, because I didn't know that, like, what was going on, because it looked like dad was just floating in the middle of like the water.
Yeah, he was in the pool.
I know, but I didn't know it was like a pool, like where it goes down. It looked like all like one, so I was like, mom, how are you like sitting on top of the water, and how is dad like in the middle? And mom was like, no. And then she turned it around. I had to teach mom and dad, and one of my friends was in the room because mom had met her and she wanted to say hi, and then mom was like showing it like this, like. And I was like, mom, can you just turn the camera around? And she was like, I don't know how to do that. And dad tried doing it. And mom was like, no, you are not doing it. And then I had to, like, show her how to turn the camera around. And she, like, did it. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Where you guys are sitting now. Mom was like, yeah, definitely a lot of old people here.
Yeah, that, I mean, good.
Because it's not, like, a regular resort. She said that it's mainly, like, timeshares and
stuff.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what I was explaining to people. I was like... It's like a timeshare situation, so it's probably going to be less younger families, you know?
Yeah.
Because they would go to, like, a more hotel type of resort, rather. Like, timeshare is more of, like, couples that are, like, singular people.
Yeah.
That have an apartment or a little condo area. So, that definitely makes sense that there would be a lot more... Not more of the older population there.
Yeah, mom said they
had a good vibe because you don't have to deal with the kids running around.
Yeah, mom said they went on like one of those like tours yesterday. I wonder if they had a tour guide that was like the one we had in Puerto Rico.
It was like Mario.
Mario taking us to the most random places and like telling random stories.
Yeah, I don't know. I got nervous when we were on that trip and we were driving past. We were like past our hotel. And then we were just like, oh, we passed our hotel. And then we just started going into the jungle in the middle of nowhere where we're just like, it was hot and there was no service. And everybody was like sleeping on the bus too.
Yeah, while he was like giving the tour. And then we stop at this place to go eat. And our parents were like, no, we are definitely not eating here. It's like in the middle of nowhere. And we were all so hungry. We were like, Mario, bro, we just want to go back to the resort.
Yeah. If I would have ate there... The whole situation would have happened like 2 days earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Where I got sick. I think I'm pretty sure I explained this like in past episodes. But that was bad.
Didn't you lose like
I lost weight? About like 10 pounds.
Didn't eat anything for like... And I felt bad because it was like Christmas the next day. And I was like, damn, Zach is not feeling good. But then he got better. Which was, I felt so bad because our flight, like, got all messed up. And then my parents were all stressed out. And Zach is getting all sick. And then And then Teddy and I, like, were walking around. And, like, we felt bad. And I was like, I just want Zach to get on the plane and, like...
Yeah, and then the plane that we were taking from, like, what, Houston back home, we were just sitting there, not even taking off for, like, an hour.
Yeah, I know.
We were just sitting there.
And then our first plane that would have taken us right home, we got on the plane, sat down for an hour, and then we had to get off the plane.
That was, like, so bad.
It was so weird, and that was just a whole day of just... running around airports, and then we ended up in Houston. Is that where it was? And we had to wait in a huge line.
That would have been so much easier because, like, that was when I started feeling symptomatic because I had to run to, like, the plane bathroom a couple times while we were waiting before they kicked us off the plane.
Yeah.
So I would have had some incidences, like, on that plane, but it was, like, a four-hour flight, I think.
Yeah. Well, it was direct. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we would have gotten back, and then I would have felt sick, but then I would have been, like, you know, I would have been fine in terms of, like, oh, I'm back at home. Like, we would have gotten home at around, like, 6 o'clock, you know, between 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock, instead of getting home at midnight or, like, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And... I'm severely dehydrated. I probably have the lowest blood pressure I've ever had. And...
Yeah, his face was, like, all pale, and I was like, oop, Zach is not...
Zach is not I just learned about this, too, in our class. Like, what happens when you have a loss of volume, which is in terms of diarrhea. All that plasma, you lose all that water, you lose all these solutes... That lowers the blood pressure.
Didn't and then you like slept like the whole entire day the next day. Didn't you?
I could not get up. I was so fatigued. Because you release everything from your body because there's a bug and there's not a bug but it's like bacteria that's in the food that you're not used to. Your body wants to get rid of it, so it's just. Constantly pushing things out, whether it's one way, whether it's throwing up, whether it's the other way. So you do that, you're losing so much water.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting so dehydrated. So I'm drinking a lot, but that's still, it's coming right back out because it's just everything's just trying to flush itself out.
Also, you're not intaking anything. So.
Right. Well, everything I eat is coming, it's just a lost cause. So you have just so much less energy than you normally would.
Yeah, and that's why you got to be careful when you go.
But it was by the time Christmas showed up, I was fine. It was just Christmas Eve that I was just disabled. I was gone. I was knocked out.
Yeah, Zach was asleep. I got taken the whole day. And I was like,
I was cold too. I was freezing.
Yeah, I know. I remember it was freezing on the plane on the way home. The second plane when we got on from Houston.
Yeah.
And I remember. Dad gave me and Teddy money to get food while we were waiting, and then we were like, "We're not gonna sit by Zach because
I don't even know what you guys got."
That's like torture because he like couldn't. We were like, "We don't want him to smell food because that's probably gonna make him sick."
Yeah, anything like that triggers.
Yeah, Dad was like, "Here, you guys go get food," and we were like, "Okay." And then Teddy and I just walking around, and then Teddy and I were playing this game where like we tried like pointing out like people that we thought looked like people. Mm-hmm. And I legit thought I saw my basketball coach from high school, and I got really scared. And Teddy was like, "Yeah, that's not her." I was like, "Oops."
Yeah.
That was funny, but yeah, that was. And then we're going to Puerto Rico in the winter. So
I was talking to someone at Murphy's yesterday who's from Puerto Rico. He's like, "Oh yeah, you'll love it."
So that should be fun, and hopefully no sick encounters. We're gonna be careful.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's before Christmas, so.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. That'll be something we could talk about on the podcast when we get back from break, for sure.
Yeah. Why don't you close this off for us?
I hope everyone has a great rest of the Halloween weekend. And for all the Marquette students, have a good rest of the semester as we're grinding it out to Thanksgiving and then almost done with first semester. And... Yeah, shout out to everyone watching from back home. Shout out Melody. I know you watch all the podcasts. Appreciate it. And yeah, I hope everyone has a great rest of the day. God bless.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, see ya.